With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Hammond on Veterans, directly across from North Oaks Hospital. It's 42078 Veterans. Come on out. Can't miss us. Got balloons and flags and all kinds of stuff out here. Food, drink. Come say hello. Try to figure out, you know, where you may want to get your health care. Right here, you can book it and probably be in here before the end of the week, which is great. It's a great addition to the Hammond community, and I know my next guest believes that for sure, Robbie Miller, parish president of Tangipahoa Parish. Robbie, I usually talk to you in the midst of a hurricane, my friend, and it's nice and sunny and pretty damn humid out there and hot.
We'll take that all day long over the other way that we talk. And look, first, I want to thank you guys, WVL, for coming up and at the Tangipahoa Parish and letting some folks in the city know how wonderful we are and what a great place we are to be.
Well, it's been a resounding yes thus far of everybody on the WWL staff about how great this is, how friendly the folks are, big smiles on their face. Great day for the community, though, right?
It is. It's really nice. You know, anytime we have a business and then when you talking about, you know, great health care like these guys, Primary Care Plus is going to provide, you know, it's really helpful to our community. Our citizens support our local businesses, and whenever you become local, it's local. I mean, yeah. You know, once you're here, you're one of us. Right. And so we're very welcoming, and we love for folks to visit, and even we really like when people stay, too.
No, absolutely. Healthcare is an issue that's been top of mind for parish presidents throughout the state. I know we're in the midst of a legislative session that's about to come to an end, in 2 days now, maybe less than 48 hours.
Hopefully they get it all done and we don't have to go through a special.
Right? Did I see a sigh of relief on you?
Somewhat, yes. Yes, it is. And our parish is very long and rural. When you're in Punchtool and Hammond, maybe even as far as a meet, you know, you have pretty services are pretty much available to everybody. As you go north of that, we get more rural, a little farther apart. Our citizens are very resilient and self-sufficient, but at the same time, you always have to have some really good health care when you need it. And these guys, their pitch is, you know, preventative, which obviously we always want because it's much easier to take care of folks and prior to having any major issues instead of in the emergency room. So we're glad that they're here, and we're excited about it.
Robbie, what other pressing issue did you have in the session this year that you were kind of paying close attention to?
Well, of course, you know, always capital outlay dollars because of the projects that we have that the state, sends our money back to us. I like to say it that way. It's not really state money. It's our money that they took, and then we bring it back to
us. You do know they don't like it when you say it that way.
The truth, the truth?
The truth will set you free, man.
It's just
truth to power.
Truth to power. There you go. So I was trying to remember exactly what it said. But, yes, sir, the capital outlay, and we're looking at that. And, look, some of that, it was a really good debate. I think that I'd like to have heard the debate more about whether you pay off the debt on the retirement or continue to do these projects. I think, you know, that's a really good debate and a good argument. And hopefully they'll debate it fully and then come up with really good decisions like we might all make in our businesses or in our homes where you pay off expensive debt and then – use money that you know saves you dollars by doing it now, because we know every project we do has gone through the roof in cost, and the expectation of it going down is very, very, very slim, and you know, more than likely we just hope it's a slow increase instead of a much bigger increase every year. We've seen it in the projects that we're doing with our own parish dollars. We've seen it with the capital outlay projects that we do have in play. The cost is going up substantially.
A lot of folks have had labor participation problems.
We see that in our private sector. From a parish perspective, we're in pretty good shape. Our folks tend to come, and hopefully we're doing it. That means that we're doing a good job managing them and helping them get their jobs done and taking care of our citizens. And so our turnover's pretty light. But in the private sector, you know, it's been a challenge for a lot of folks. I think the your professionals, your certified people, they're doing good. I think it's the entry level where we're having the most difficulty. Not sure exactly what it's about. There's a whole discussion of the young folks really understanding work ethic, and I think they will. My wife has 4 PJ's coffee shops here in town, and she's going through it. But at the same time, she finds those key players, and after get them trained up, she gets to be very excited about what the young folks are bringing to our future.
Yeah, your economy in Tangipahoa is very diverse. I mean, you go from the rural to urban area.
Absolutely.
Farm.
Right.
You know,
and look, we have a
family farm, corporate farm.
Oh, we have dairy farmers, beef farmers. We have vegetables and so forth. And you have high tech industry here. You know, we have
And y'all know a little something about strawberries. Is that true? Did I hear that somewhere?
No doubt about it. We are definitely strawberry capital of the world. And phenomenal strawberries at that. So make sure they have that label.
Oh, there he goes. Promoted.
And then Tangipahoa, of course. And then we have high tech. You know, the LaPares have Intralox here in town. And some
true.
Of our own homegrown up, if you go up to Roseland and Smitty's Oil, which is Super S, you see it all over the place. And
great organization.
Really are. So, we've got kind of all of it. A really nice big hospital with North Oaks. It is our hospital district, public hospital. But if you really look at it, they do a really good job competing with any private sector hospital. And then our school system is pretty good. Large employer and really doing some really good things in the last few years, improving our public schools. So it seems like we have a lot of things going in the right direction. From our perspective, we just work hard to make sure that we're keeping it straight and narrow, doing all the things that we can to do it right and steady, and protect our quality of life. Because as you look at the rural and even our towns are small towns, hometown people, everybody seems to know everybody as you walk down the street. So we want to protect that, but we want to be welcoming to new folks too.
Yeah. Number one issue on recent state survey and a lot of local government surveys, crime.
Absolutely. And we've seen, you can't run from it, we've seen some increase. Unfortunately, it's some of our homegrown, our younger people who, the only thing we can figure is they just don't see the real opportunity in working, that it's there for them. It is. And whenever I go talk to the schools, I try and make sure they understand that this is for you. This hope. This real career job is here for you. As a 10-year-old, 12-year-old, it can be yours. You just have to do a few things yourself, right? Finish school, take care of your, get a certificate of some type of technical skill, and there's opportunity here. So the idea that some of our crime is our own kids, finding other ways they think to make a living. Sooner or later, they're going to learn. And our police forces are working hard. The sheriff's office is working hard. Our judges, all of parish government, to try and work hard to enforce upon them that there's opportunity. You don't have to take that path. Unfortunately, I think we didn't get here overnight, and it's going to take a little while to bend that curve back.
You know, it's interesting about the educational process and kids is that there fails to be a recognition that when I look back, that was the easiest part of my life.
Yes. But maybe we didn't realize it until after we were looking back, right?
When you head into the school of hard knocks, it's a whole different animal there.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, some of the kids might think it's cliche, but that is the biggest ticket to change your life, generational change and family breaking the poverty chain is education, right? I mean, even if it's just high school.
Yeah.
Just at high school, and if you get some type of certificate of technical skill set, and if you go on and maybe get a college degree, I mean, the opportunities are there, and it really does work. I mean, we were looking at some of the things that some folks were working to take some copper out of a building that we just bought. It's like they worked harder for this than they would have if they had just gone to a job.
Absolutely.
And probably didn't get any more money.
and not had the risk of hearing lights and sirens at any point in time, right?
Yes.
What do you see biggest challenge right now?
I think the workforce is a big portion of it. To get our workforce in the private sector again, because if they're working, the dollars get spent here. Another challenge is for us to our school system to stay on track, continue to get better, and then to encourage our citizens to spend their money here. If the money is spent here locally, our parish budget is based on a 1 cent sales tax. The school board's budget is based on a 2.5 cent sales tax. So it really does put the money back into our services that we have to do for you as a citizen. So if our citizens continue to do that, which they did through COVID and have continued to do so, we get to do the things we need to improve our infrastructure, to improve our services, make sure that everything's taken care of so that we stay the best parish in the state.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about real estate here. I mean, I think a lot of other areas in the aftermath of the storm have been faced with risk rating 2.0.
Absolutely.
And homeowners insurance.
Same here.
My own personal story is mine went up from 10.2 to 20,800.
Right.
And they tell me it's going to go to 32.4.
Wow. Yeah, we're definitely in the same boat.
And
I have some of the similar. Matter of fact, my wife Don and I, our house was hit by a tree after Ida or during Ida. We've been back in the house about 2.5 months is all. Every room had something wrong with it. Our homeowners went through the roof. Our flood insurance went up. It's happening everywhere. I was with the Attorney General the other day and the Inspector General when the state filed the lawsuit. None of us wanted to do that. But whenever we can't get answers on what risk rating 2.0, how they come up with their fee structures, it just doesn't make it. That's the last straw we could do is push through the courts, hopefully, to get them to listen to us and let us know what's going on. There are horror stories, just like even though we're north of the lake, we're higher, everything about us, flood insurance still going from $2,000 to six, from $2,500 to seven or eight, and the crazy thing about it is, some of that risk rating was supposed to be for equality, right? That, take care of the folks who have been hurt the most. That's who's getting hurt worse than this, because some of these folks, it's heired property. They were inherited from their parents. The only thing they really have to pay is flood insurance. And now it's going from $1,000 a year to $5,000 or $6,000, and they may not have the income to do that. So now you're going to have a long-term home, family home, that's going to be in jeopardy of being lost over flood insurance.
And the worst part about that, I would venture to say, you tell me if I'm wrong, you've got homes that have been here in excess of 100 years, have never seen a
Absolutely.
Drop of water
That's
inside
right.
of it,
That's right.
and are getting hit.
Same
so
thing.
For,
yeah.
So from an experience rating perspective, there is no experience.
Right, there's no experience. And worse than that is, in some cases, it's not even – some people are just saying, look, I'm not in a flood zone, but I want to see if I have flood insurance. I've seen what happens where these crazy, storms happen, and I want flood insurance. And because there's a creek – down the street, their flood insurance, instead of being $600, it's going to be $3,000. Well, they're not going to buy it, so yeah. It doesn't help the program at all. It's just a complete opposite. Everything, it's the
so the so, creek. The creek used to add value.
Yeah, yes.
Now
yeah.
it's looked but, about
yeah, right. Even though you're 6 feet higher than the creek than it's ever been, right? It's so many places where the federal government is rewarding the wrong behavior. We wonder why people do what they do. It's because we reward the wrong behavior. In the flood insurance, they're doing it. They're punishing the folks who do the right thing. We've got homes that we raised. We took them out of the flood risk with federal dollars. We raised those homes to a foot above the base flood elevation, or in some cases 2 feet above the base flood elevation, and their flood insurance goes up still. Instead of going down, we just took you out of the flood. The risk is is eliminated, eliminated.
And worse yet, it was their rules.
Yes,
we
followed all their rules. Absolutely, absolutely. And then they don't take in consideration that we raised that house with their money. Not their money.
Yeah,
our money.
Our
they
money.
Don't have any money. It's
right.
all of ours. It's only ours.
I'm glad you made that correction because I was going to correct you. It's funny, I was talking to my mom about child rearing the other day, and it's like, you set these rules, I follow the rules, you don't get punished. I didn't get the strap, but when I violated the rule, I got the strap.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're getting the strap, and we hadn't violated the rule.
It's been going on way too long where, we need to start figuring out how to reward the behavior we want and what's good for – and the truth of the matter is it's good for the whole country, it's good for the individual. We know if you do a few things in order, a few things right, that your life is completely different.
Well, I want to thank you for having us out here. We love it out here. It's great. I got to meet some friends I haven't seen in a while, and hear last names that go extend all the way down to Grand Isle.
Absolutely.
And to the West Bank of Jefferson Parish. And it's amazing the connection.
I think we have some of your folks have moved up here over
the
years.
Oh, absolutely. I had a number of deputies that lived in this area for sure. Right. But it's amazing the close connection family-wise. Mm-hmm. Between New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, and Tangipahoa.
Yeah, I think that, yes, you're exactly right. And that railroad that came out of New Orleans all those years ago has continued to keep that connection.
Absolutely. Thanks you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Best
Thank
of
you
luck.
So much.
I know it's an election year. Best of luck to you and all the folks up here doing a great job. Always appreciate the time that we spend together.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
All righty, folks. That's Robbie Miller, the parish president of the Great Parish at Tangipahoa. We will be right back. We're broadcasting live from the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Hammond. We're at 42078 Veterans, right across from North Oak Hospital. Come by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Stay with us.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Hammond on Veterans, directly across from North Oak Hospital. We're at 42078 Veterans. It's a beautiful facility out here. We've been able to meet a lot of great folks. We just talked to Robbie Miller, the parish president of Tangipahoa, and joining me now is Louis Nick Joseph. He is Councilman District 3 of the Tangipahoa Parish Council. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff, and good morning to you as well.
Nick, saw that you're wearing a Vietnam vet hat. Thank you for your service. I'm assuming you served. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, Sheriff.
173rd Airborne Brigade.
All the way, Sheriff.
Tell us about that.
Actually, there were seven boys in my family, and all of us served in the military. So my brothers before me said, look, you go airborne, ask for duty on Okinawa. Say, that's real good. You won't have to do much. I did that. They gave it to me. 6 months later, I was in Vietnam.
You were in Saigon. Best laid plans,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And all of y'all served?
Every one of us served in the military. Three of us served in Vietnam, two of us at the same time. So, you know, my mother and father did a lot of praying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but thank God we all made it back.
God bless y'all.
But we all contracted Agent Orange like everybody else over there. So we suffered with diabetes. I've lost all my brothers tonight, and I'm the only one left.
You're the only one left?
Yes, sir.
Were you the youngest?
No. The youngest was, I think he died at about 55.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go, those two, the last two didn't go to Vietnam, but my middle brother, myself, and my older brother went to Vietnam.
So Louis, you again, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
I always want to make sure I mean, it's quite a sacrifice, and, yeah. and I can see you got choked up about losing your brother, and you should.
Right.
You know, and hopefully we get that figured out. You're District 3. You were just describing it to me, and I asked you if they pay you by the mile, because that's a big district.
Well, look, District 3 is also a huge district, but it's a predominantly minority district, and we have a lot of issues and problems, and it's mostly rural that, say, a district in Hammond doesn't have. I also advocate for the welfare and the care of my fellow veterans as well. So a lot of them live out in the rural areas, and I've been preaching to the governor, Billy Nunn Gesser, Joy Strickland, anybody that would listen, that veterans got to have broadband services, because that's how a lot of them get their doctor's appointment and their medicine through the internet. And a lot of
so let me interrupt you right there, because I hear that a lot, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How bad is it, actually? You're the first that I really get to talk to that represents a very rural area. We're spoiled down in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere you fire up, you get 5G cell coverage.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, let me tell you how bad it is, Newell. All of your Vietnam veterans are in their 70s and above.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them just don't drive anymore. They have to have someone to bring them to the VA clinic in Hammond. And a lot of times they charge, people charge them $25, $30 just to bring them. A lot of those guys just don't have that much.
So you're talking about $60 round trip. That's,
exactly,
that's
right.
Steep.
Whereas if we had the broadband services there, you can talk to your doctor on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can order your meds on the internet. And that's why I talked to Senator Mizell. She's a big proponent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Carter, Nikki Muscarella,
mm-hmm.
all those people in Baton Rouge are really fighting and helping me to get the broadband services, not just for veterans, but for all our elderly people that are in need and can't get around like they used to. Because I always tell them, one day we're going to be in that position.
So what percentage of your district would you say does not have access to broadband service?
I would say a good 40-45%.
Wow.
Man, when you go rural towards Washington Parish, you're talking mm-hmm. about you're out in the woods.
Yep.
You know, so you just don't have it. And even LaRange is not in my district, but a lot of my people I go to church with are in that district.
Mm-hmm.
The farther you go in LaRange, the less internet services that you have. And look, doing
And this governor, I mean, there's dollars appropriated, and this governor has been really focused on that issue.
Yes. Well, look, being a fellow veteran himself, he understands the issue that we're facing. And plus, he's a governor that really, really cares about the people that are less fortunate as well.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Governor Edwards. He's working on that. But let me tell you, the health care that our veterans get is second to none when it comes to the VA. The problem the veterans have is getting there.
Right, access.
Yeah. Access, exactly right. Right, and because if you are in Kentwood, you come to the VA clinic in Hammond, if you take the bus to New Orleans, then you'll have to sit there all day until the bus gets ready to bring the other patients back. But if you have someone to transport you there, you can, when you finish your appointment, you can come home. But that's where the money comes in.
It's okay, I'll call you Nick.
Of course. That's what everybody else calls me.
Nick, I can see your passion for this issue.
Yes, and sir.
Not to drag you into my issue, but my issue is that we have illegal immigrants running across the border, that we're giving them all of this, and we're not giving our veterans all of this. And that really upsets me at night when I think about it and I hear these horror stories as it relates to our military folks that served, made the sacrifices. You've lost brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we're not connecting the dots.
Well, what I belong to Vietnam Veterans, Vietnam Chapter 1052. We meet monthly at the Golden Corral every Tuesday night, every second Tuesday of the month. And that is always a topic that comes up. What they don't understand, my fellow veterans, how in the world can you come and in the country illegally and get all of the benefits? And a veteran got to fight like hell to get his benefits. We don't understand that political side of the spectrum at all.
Well, it's about priorities, and it's about political priorities, and we're not we're not getting it right. We're not aligning. I mean, I don't, you know, we're challenged day in and day out, as you well know. And I can see, and I, again, I feel the passion in your voice about this. I could tell you'd give up your shirt, your T-shirt, your pants for another vet, you know, and there ain't no doubt about it. I sense that right away. I don't know what it's going to take to convince people of what's happening here, because I know they believe we have a money manufacturing process somewhere out there. There's a warehouse that's just manufacturing money, you know. But yeah, you know, when you think about 40% of our pop, I think it's let me get this number right. It's not 40. It's about 40 million people, excuse me, in this country live below the federally identified poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Many of those veterans, while on veteran benefits, right?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. No, look, when you, and it makes you cry sometimes, but when you see a veteran living under the doggone interstate, man, something got to be done.
Yeah. Now, you're right.
Yeah. Now, that person you see laying in the interstate with the same guy that was willing to give up his life for his country.
Mm-hmm.
Payback.
Yeah.
Help us.
Absolutely. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent with you. I know you're an elected official here, but I there's a soft place in my heart for those who have served. I always like to give them the opportunity to opine on those issues.
Yeah.
District 3, rural, as you said, economically challenged in many respects. I just had Robbie Miller. You guys, y'all seem to be clicking on a lot of good cylinders here, and a lot of positive things have happened. Talk to us about that.
Well, let me tell you, though, Robbie Miller is a dynamic parish president. And I don't want to sound political. I'm just telling you the truth. I work with him. And if Robbie can help you legally and lawfully, Robbie Miller will do that. And because of his expertise in business, he's able to attract other businesses to come to the parish.
Right.
Now, bringing businesses on the north end has always been a challenge, Newell, and it still is.
You know, if you don't have broadband. Say no more.
Yeah. Your major populations are in Ponchatoula and Hammond. So naturally, that's where you'll be, all your car dealerships, et cetera, et cetera. But I will say that Independence and Ameet and Roseland, they do an adequate job with what they have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had those other businesses like they have in the Ponchatoula and Hammond, then we would all be much better off. I mean, you know for yourself, the taxes is what drives the city. I mean,
absolutely right.
So if you don't have that, you won't be able to achieve much.
Now, you took time out of your busy day today to come out here to Primary Care Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation with Dr. Brent Wallace earlier. Sometimes I find that the citizens in a parish don't recognize the importance of, you know, a relatively small facility that opens here that you gain access to doctors.
Yeah, look, about... In Independence, where I live, about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they opened up an urgent care. Man, I was so happy to see that, because a lot of our people, you know, they just didn't have any place to go except along this. By the time you get to a major hospital, then that person probably has expired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to see that. Also, health care. I always tell people that quality health care means that you are improving the quality of life for the people who live in this parish. And I think that is a service. Some people look at it as a profession, but to me, it's a service. It's like a police officer, a doctor. You are serving people. So that's what this is all about. So you can never have too many of facilities like this.
Absolutely not, for sure, for sure. Final thoughts?
Let me say this. I'm really despondent when it comes to these young males, most of them African-Americans, with these guns, Newell. Mm-hmm. Look, I have got to come up with some type of teen summit to curb the acquisitions of the weapons, and after that, the usage of them and this violence. I mean, learn to mediate your differences nonviolently. So I'm going to ask some of the judges, some of the attorneys in the area. I talked to Jimmy Travis with the sheriff department, and I talked to some of our local law enforcement officials, some at the state police level as well, to see if they can help me. I want to pick their brains. What can we do to get the kids to understand that when you do something of a criminal nature, you're going to end up locked probably for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So we need to know, let them know what they're faced with before they do it.
No doubt. I mean, I don't know that there's a panacea solution out there. It's going to take a collection and a collaboration of a number of different efforts for sure. But my frustration, your frustration, everyone's frustration, we need to get focused and set the priorities right. We're not going to jail our way out of this problem.
No.
But unfortunately, if you're a society of rules, laws, customs, norms, it's society's not set up for folks that are recalcitrant and don't want to abide by any of that.
Right. That's right.
And it's just a reality.
Well, I tell people all the time, they say, you know, a lot of people say, man, you know, you're spinning your wheels. I say, yeah, but listen to this. For me to be in the position of authority and do nothing is criminal.
That's
right. If I do something and fail, at least I've tried to do something.
No doubt about it. And everybody, if everybody brought that ethic to to the job that they do, we would be much better served for sure. Louis Nick Joseph, Councilman District 3, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you, and I admire
it's been
you,
it's been my pleasure to meet you.
Well, I admire you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
We will be right back from Primary Care Plus in Hammond. We're broadcasting live here. Come out and see us right here at 42078 Veterans, right across from North Oaks Hospital. This is Newell on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Folks, we've got some more guests coming our way in the 12 o'clock hour, so stick with us. Got some interesting information to put out there as well. Wanted to comment real briefly on an interview that was conducted by Tommy Tucker earlier with Patty LaPere, who's a person that gets involved in a lot of criminal justice issues, and we thank her for same. She was talking about House Bill 321 that's going to die in Senate finance, and that's that juvenile transparency bill. I talked about it yesterday and said then that it was going to die, and obviously that's been confirmed as of today because now they've run out of time, and that was done intentionally. She articulated that legislators were disrespectful to victims, that they didn't listen, they weren't paying attention, they don't understand the plight, and that's a shame. And all I can tell you is that I'm going to reach out to Patty. Want to identify these folks. They're up for re-election. And if they're running, we want to beat them. Because obviously, folks are not getting the message that victims are tired. They're tired of what's being done. They're tired of not having any response from their elected officials within the criminal justice system. They want information. They're entitled to the information. They are financing this entire operation, and no one seems to care. We had to listen to this nanny-nanny boo-boo articulation by clerks of courts as it relates to juvenile services. It's a joke. Who do they serve? Who are they working for? This has reached a crisis. The public hasn't been out at the forefront of this issue. I've been for the last 10 years of my life because I recognize it. In many cases, I was a sole voice, a single voice out there. Now there are others that are recognizing this needs to change. If nothing else, they are due the respect and the time of their elected leaders relative to these issues. This isn't going to be the last time that you've seen this bill. I've talked to the author already. It's coming back. Just this was the time to do it because, well, we'll see. We'll see who's going to suffer the consequences of idiocracy. Because that's the one way that you can have your voice heard is when you walk into that voting booth. Remember that. That's the power that the people really have. So create your tick list. Write it down. If you're like me, you forget. Let's not forget. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Hammond on Veterans directly across from North Oak Hospital here in the city of Hammond. The address 42078 Veterans. Can't miss it. Balloons out there, tents, the whole nine yards. Come out, got food, drink, want to meet some folks. If you're having difficulty getting to see a doctor, they're guaranteeing that you're going to get to see one here in just a couple of days. So check it out right here at Primary Care Plus. It's a whole new approach to this. In fact, we're going to visit with the individual that's running this facility, Ruby Cherie Miller. She's a doctrine of nurse practitioner. And also Dana Scardino, the Associate Director of Clinical Programs, Care Management, and Quality. All of this is how this works operationally and programmatically for you. So you're going to want to listen to this. And there are 10 locations around that run just like this one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.